speaker and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The following program is for educational and informational purposes only and is not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
And welcome to Healing Our World. I pray that today brings you feeling wonderful and happy. Healthy and peaceful. I'm excited to do this program for you every Saturday. And today, like all the other Saturdays, I have a wonderful program lined up. And this is not just about keeping your children healthy. This is about empowering you to take care of yourself, to take responsibility for your health, and do whatever you have to do to avoid drugs and surgeries, which oftentimes make the problem worse. I'm not anti-medical. I do believe there's a place for medicine in the world. But for those of you who've been listening to me for a while, you know that I believe that medicine should be a last resort. Chemicals and surgery should be a last resort after you have exhausted everything else possible. And, you know, today we are living in a very exciting time because of the internet and the advancements in science. You know, we're on the verge of a health revolution. With every passing week or month, I continue to learn about revolutionary treatments outside the medical box that are showing great promise, and in some cases, outright miracles for some people. Until you know somebody who is sick that you care about, you do not realize how precious these new advancements are. Personally, in the last few months, I have met people who are helping others heal the body naturally from cancer, diabetes, and almost every chronic illness you can imagine. And they are doing it without drugs. They are doing it by enhancing the amazing body's ability to heal, removing the toxins that sabotage the natural healing process and bog down the organisms, making it impossible to heal and restore natural function. Thus, lack of health and vitality. These advancements in health are helping at such a fast pace that it is difficult for me to stay abreast of all of them. I have recently learned firsthand about the benefits of pulse magnetic therapy, ozone therapies, and the power of anti-cancer herbs, and there is so much we can do to proactively, on a daily basis, promote our health. Today, I will interview Dr. Alan Summersall about stem cells, nature's cure for everything made by the body and used by the body to heal. We will discuss how to encourage and support your own stem cell production. We all know how important nutrition is to health, but do we take it seriously enough? Living organisms are extremely complex functional systems that are made up of a minimum of tens and thousands of genes, protein molecules, RNA molecules, small organic compounds, inorganic ions, and complexes of environment that is spatially organized by membranes, and in the case of multicellular organisms, organ systems. For a biological organism to survive, these components must interact with each other and with their environment in a way that processes food, removes waste, moves components to the correct location, and is responsive to signaling molecules, other organisms, light, sound, heat, taste, touch, and balance. So what role do stem cells play in this amazing dance? They supply constant cells to replenish and rebuild. Healthy stem cells make healthy tissue in the body. About Dr. Alan Summersall, he's a PhD, MD. He is a renowned physician, scientist, and a gifted health and wellness speaker. He is a member of the Stem Cell Prestigious Scientific Advisory Board, bringing with him many years of experience in family medicine, ophthalmology, dermatology, and natural health solutions. He studied at the University of London, University of Pennsylvania, and University of Toronto, earning doctorates in both science and medicine. Dr. Allen is the best-selling author of 10 wellness books, who recently published The Amazing Power of Stem Cell Nutrition. And you can actually find this information at stemcellnutrition.com. I encourage you to go to stemcellnutrition.com and watch the short video of Dr. Allen talking about the amazing power of stem cell. And so we are going to be talking with Dr. Allen about many things related to stem cell. We're going to start with, really, what is a stem cell? Up until a couple years ago, I didn't know a lot about them, and I continue to learn every day. But I think it's really important we understand that every single one of us have stem cells. So, Dr. Allen, I want to thank you for joining me to Healing Our World.
It's my pleasure to join you today, Mary.
And I know there's probably a lot of things you could be doing on your Saturday, so I'm really honored that you're taking time out to join me. And I know this hour is going to fly by. So why don't you start by talking about how you yourself got interested in stem cells?
Well, I've been around this field of wellness, if I may use a general term, for over 30 years. And I started off because of my chemistry background. I got into the vitamin business back in the 70s, and then I watched the evolution of all the various alternative approaches to health and wellness and so on. And eventually I came to an interface. I came to the interface with medicine, so I went back to medical school back in the early 80s and finished my medical program and then started doing some medicine. And the more I wrote and I started writing books and the more I traveled and then sort of interacted with both the lay community as well as the professional community, I became more and more aware of the importance of emphasizing the body's own healing capacity. Because as doctors, we like to intervene, we like to do things, we like to make things happen. But much of the time, we're really at the mercy of what the body is doing. And the more I studied this, the more I thought of this, the more I wrote about it, the more I became involved in the whole wellness field. And within the past few years, I was introduced to the whole concept of stem cells and stem cell nutrition, and I was just amazed by what I learned. And after I reviewed the field, I actually wrote a book about it, which came out last year, on the amazing power of stem cell nutrition. And it's so important to understand that although stem cells have come into the public domain through the media, and the media has put the emphasis on stem cell medicine, what is more important probably for right now, especially for right now, is for each individual to recognize that everybody has stem cells, everybody uses stem cells, everybody uses their stem cells every day, the stem cells work and they work all the time. So it is the importance, therefore, of what we can do for our own stem cells. The doctors will do a lot of research and they'll come up with a lot of breakthroughs probably sometime in the future, and we're all hoping for good results. But until that time, all of us have a responsibility to look after our own bodies where we have stem cells. It's not something being done in a laboratory somewhere. It's not something being invented by some bright doctor somewhere. It is something that we're all involved with.
You know, Dr. Allen, I have been involved with, you know, the chiropractic field for over 33 years now. And, of course, the foundation in chiropractic is that the power that made the body can heal the body if you remove interferences and support and encourage your immune system to function and develop and all of these wonderful things. And I think it sounds like you probably agree that the future of healthcare is not in just treating symptoms with chemicals and altering the body through chemical, bombardment, but encouraging the body to function as nature intended it to.
Of course. And there are two faces to this. In fact, in one sense, Doctors have a very important role when there is illness and when there's crisis or emergency. Doctors are phenomenal in what we do. I mean, the things we do surgically, the things we do medically, the things we do in hospitals and clinics and in family doctors' offices and so on. That's an amazing area. And every day, millions of lives around the world are being saved in that way. But that is really something that I see happening at the bottom of a cliff. I think of us living, as it were, on an elevation. And people are constantly tumbling over the edge of the cliff. And as they fall to the bottom, the doctors are very good in that crisis of catching them and restoring them and throwing them back up on the top of the cliff, only for them to come tumbling back down. What is more important than that?
Dr. Summersall, hold that thought. We're going to take a short station break, and we'll be back in just a minute. I love that analogy, so stay tuned.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And my name is Mary Toko. In case you are just now joining me, we are talking about stem. Dr. Allen, I was quite surprised at how often we heard about stem cells over the advertisements.
I was surprised myself.
I know. I'm going like, whoa, is this a coincidence or what? I had no idea that was coming. So apparently we have some new advertisers here. But anyway, it's all about education, isn't it? But
yeah, of course.
For those of you who are just now joining me, we're talking about amazing stem cells. And my guest is a renowned physician, scientist, and gifted health wellness speaker, Dr. Alan Summersall. His book, by the way, you can find his book called Stem Cell Nutrition, The Amazing Power of Stem Cell Nutrition. And you can find that at stemcellnutrition.com. And when you go there, please watch the video. It is just wonderful. I have to tell you, Dr. Alan, you have such wonderful positive energy.
Thank you.
It's great. It's great to see that energy coming through over that video. And you make me excited about the program just watching it. And just before the program, though, you mentioned this wonderful analogy that people are falling off the cliff. And you're right. Our wonderful crisis medical doctors are down there helping to put the bodies back together and saving millions and millions of lives through, you know, whatever it is, you know, after strokes or heart attacks or accidents or whatever. But
yes, and this is a constant problem around the world. I mean, it's been a problem now for many, many years that the medical profession has been so busy. I mean, we got our hands full just looking after sick people. Talk to any doctor, he'll tell you he's got patients on his mind who's got problems, real problems. So the medical profession, in a sense, has focused in on that type of therapeutic intervention, using medicine and drugs and surgery and so on. But here's the key. If we could build a guardrail at the top of the cliff, if we could strengthen the things that keep people up on top of the cliff before they fall over the precipice, as it were, into the hands of the medical profession, we would have gone a long way to restoring good health and wellness and improving the quality of lives of the entire community. And that's where what we do and what I do in particular, where I focus, is so becomes so important. We need to strengthen our own, what I call, preventive measures, our emphasis on health and wellness and doing on a daily basis the things that promote health and wellness and well-being. It adds to the quality of life, it adds length to life, it adds years to life and life to years, if you like.
And, you know, I do believe that part of the problem with the system is that people don't take personal responsibility. They wait until they're crumbling down there.
I was going to say, it begins with people taking personal responsibility. But what happens is, you know, the media is constantly telling us how wonderful the medical profession is and how wonderful, you know, all the various drugs and procedures and advances and cures and therapies. And we get this every day. So we now have this false sense that no matter what happens to me, somebody else is going to look after me. If they rush me to emergency, no matter what's gone wrong with me, somebody's going to be there to pick me up and patch me up and throw me back up. That's it. So we become, in a sense, I want to say loose. But that's not true universally, because the counter to that or the opposite to that is also happening. There's a large section of the public that has become aware of this, and they, in a sense, have become the antithesis, the reflection of all that. And so they have now come to realize, hey, I'm not going to wait until I'm falling into the hands of the profession at the foot of the cliff. I'm going to take responsibility. I'm going to do some things for myself. And this is where stem cells come in, because let me just make it clear to you that stem cells actually can be seen in the same two ways. You could think of stem cells at the foot of the cliff where doctors are involved in stem cell medicine. What's that? That is using stem cells, in a sense, manipulating stem cells, gaining control of stem cells to do certain therapeutic intervention. So we've got disease patients, we've got people with chronic illness, we've got people with degenerative disease and trauma and so on, and we're thinking now as doctors how we could use stem cells to help these people. And a lot of research is going on in hundreds of laboratories around the world, but that's all stem cell medicine. And we are hoping in the future to have major breakthroughs, especially in some diseases that have proven intractable and incurable. And maybe somewhere in the future, you know, in another world, another age, as it were, where regenerative medicine becomes something not more commonplace, but certainly possible. That's going to be an exciting breakthrough if and when it does happen. But in the meanwhile, we have a responsibility today, because everybody has stem cells. Everybody uses stem cells. Everybody uses them every day. And that's the message that the public at large hasn't heard. We're still waiting for the doctors to do something about stem cells. I now understand clearly that I have stem cells there in my bone marrow, and they, you know, God put them there so that they could become released from the bone marrow, go into my circulation, travel around my body looking for cells that are in need, tissues in need. Whether these cells are exhausted, they're toxic, whether they have got any kind of degenerative condition, they need to be replaced, then these stem cells come into those tissues and literally multiply. That's one quality of stem cells, very important. They multiply almost indefinitely. One cell giving rise to 2, 4, 8, 16, 30, 1,000, 10, a million, millions of cells from one stem cell. And all these cells being produced, and then they differentiate, they change to become the cells of the tissue where they're doing repair. So these stem cells have this amazing capacity, leave the bone marrow, go into circulation, effect repair. Those that don't get utilized just simply recycle, go back into the bone marrow, and come back around again. So it's one constant circulating pool. But that's nature's normal physiological renewal process. It's a normal process taking place all the time, 24/7, in every human body. And we can do something to impact it.
Well, let's talk about those folks out there who are chronically ill, because obviously there's something going on in our environment or in their internal environment that is holding back the stem cells from doing their magic in the body. As you said, you have a quote here, the human body is a masterpiece of creation, and the 150 million stem cells in our bone marrow epitomize just how ingeniously we're put together. But Dr. Summersall, so many people are suffering with chronic illness, pain, day in and day out. And I think part of the problem is they're on so many medications and so many drugs, they're sabotaging their body's ability to respond appropriately. And I'm not a physician. I don't claim to know it all. But I intuitively feel that they are interfering with their immune system to function properly by taking a lot of chemicals and drugs. What do you say about that?
Well, I'm certainly not opposed to medication where it's necessary. I am certainly opposed to people who just simply constantly add more and more medications, hoping that this is somehow going to turn everything around. Because generally, you know, there's drug interactions and there's tolerance and so on. And then not to talk about side effects and so on. So I'm very conservative as a doctor. By that I mean my almost a last resort really is to use that prescription pad and actually prescribe medication. Of course, in some cases it is absolutely necessary. The patient has to have it. Otherwise, there's serious consequences. But in the absence of that, I think the basic idea is to understand that the drugs and surgical interventions are exactly that, interventions from the outside. God has given us within our bodies this natural internal system, if you like, or systems that literally maintain our health. When you think of it, the wonder is that we even stay healthy with all the challenges to which we're exposed, not only in chemicals in the environment, our food and water pollution, our air pollution, stress in the body, poor lifestyle choices, smoking, and we abuse our bodies. It's amazing that we stay healthy. But the reason we, so many of us do, is because we have this internal mechanism or mechanisms which allow us, in a sense, to repair our damage on an ongoing basis. And unfortunately, some people, overuse that. And of course, when you pass your limits, then you suffer the consequences in illness.
We're going to take another short station break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about nutrition's role in helping you release stem cells and also making healthy cells throughout the body. We'll be back in just a moment.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Healing Our World, and I am Mary Toko. Just in case you are just now joining me, I want to welcome to Healing Our World. I would like to mention that I am America's Outstanding Mom 2013-14, and my reign is almost over. But while I am America's Outstanding Mom, you can go to AvinaOriginals.com, and you can order their products. And when you mention my name, you can get 10% off and free shipping anywhere in the country. So go to AvinaOriginals.com and just mention Mary, and you will get a savings on their product. They're a wonderful, wonderful natural healthcare company who believe in what I do. They believe in my cause, which is my platform is Hope for Autism. As you know, if you don't know me, I'm really, really focused on autism and helping these children recover. I believe autism is a man-made environmental illness that we have caused through not only the toxins that moms are exposed to while carrying their babies, but, of course, post-vaccines, all kinds of things. So I'm also running a special on my DVD, Are Vaccines Safe? I have been researching this for over 33 years, and this is a number one video in the country, and you can go to my website, childhoodshots.com, and when you use coupon code radio, you will save 40% on my two DVD set called Are Vaccines Safe? If you know someone who's pregnant, having a baby, perhaps it's a neighbor or a family member, or perhaps you have a mom and dad who always take the flu shot, which is, by the way, full of mercury. They need this information. So go to childhoodshots.com, use coupon code radio, and save 40% for the next week. And I'm also interviewing Dr. Allen, and we're talking about stem cell nutrition. And now I want to talk in depth about how we can help get these wonderful stem cells out of our bone marrow into our body using nutrition. His website is stemcellnutrition.com. The name of his book is The Amazing Power of Stem Cell Nutrition. And Dr. Allen Somersall, again, welcome to Healing Our World. Let's talk about the nuts and bolts now. What do people need to do to ensure that they're not only producing good stem cells, but encouraging them?
Okay, well, let's understand what we need to do, because I pointed out earlier that the stem cells actually originate in the bone marrow. They leave the bone marrow, go out into the circulation, circulate throughout the body, and then find tissues in need, migrate into the tissues, and then multiply and differentiate to become new tissues, tissue cells. Now, the key is to get the stem cells out of the bone marrow. That is to say, we have a typical fluctuating level of stem cells leaving the bone marrow, depending on need. When tissues get injured, they secrete chemicals which actually are picked up by the stem cells in the bone marrow that cause change and increase release from the bone marrow. Doctors do this in another way. We can use drugs, and we can actually inject the patient with drugs. And these drugs, again, can stimulate the stem cells to leave the bone marrow in large quantities when we do it with drugs. And, for example, that's used before chemotherapy to protect the stem cells. We will release them with the drugs, isolate the blood, isolate the stem cells, preserve them, do the chemotherapy, and then give the healthy stem cells back to the patient. But that's the drug or medical intervention. What we want to do is to do it nutritionally. That is to find naturally occurring organic substances that you can eat, literally taken by mouth, and when you do, they contain ingredients which literally enhance the release of stem cells. If you want to know how they do that, you could think of the stem cells as being held in the bone marrow by an adhesive. It's called L-selectin, but we don't have to be technical. Basically, this adhesive holds the stem cells in the bone marrow. And some naturally occurring organic biological plant products have been found to contain ingredients which block the adhesive, the L-selectin. They're called L-selectin blockers. And as they block the adhesive, there's less to hold the stem cells in the bone marrow, so more of them go out into the bloodstream. So you can see an increase in the circulation of the stem cells of typically of 20 or 30%, which is a mild but significant increase in stem cell circulation. When you increase the stem cells in the circulation, you increase the level of stem cells getting to the injured tissues, being able to perform the function of repair and regeneration and so on and healing. So really what you want to do is to get these naturally occurring substances in by mouth. We know, I can tell you three specific substances that have been shown to do this. The first one, and perhaps the most important one initially, was AFA. AFA is actually an algae that occurs in large quantities in the northwest United States, naturally occurring. And if people have used this AFA as an algae and just eaten it for some reason, and it was found to have very remarkable health benefits. And when the research was done, we found from research that AFA contains L-selectin blockers. And when these L-selectin blockers get into the body, they literally enhance stem cell release. That's the first one. The second one comes from a seaweed. The seaweed is called Undaria pinnatifida, which is a long name, but it contains something called fucoidin. And that fucoidin, again, has also been shown to be a stem cell enhancer. And the third one, which is fairly well known today, is actually a Chinese herb. It was called Polygonum multiforum, or more commonly known as 40. Again, all these products have been known to have tremendous health benefits over the years, but nobody was aware why. Today, because of our awareness of stem cells and stem cell action in the body, the research has now shown why these three particular things are so important in benefiting the body. They release or enhance the release of stem cells from the bone marrow. Increase stem cells in the bone marrow, increase stem cells getting into the tissues and repairing damaged tissue. What an remarkable way to impact your health in a very simple way.
It makes perfect sense to me that these things are found in nature, and we just need to know more about, you know, about where we can get these things. Now, in your book, you know, you mentioned about naturally occurring algae, and of course, this seaweed, some whatever it is in the seaweed. How can people find this out there in the real world?
Well, I know of only one good source today, and that's why I've affiliated myself with the STEM Tech Advisory Board. If you go to stemcellnutrition.com, you'll get all the details of this. But essentially, it has been patented now how to enhance, not to enhance, to concentrate, that's what I want, to concentrate the L-selectin blockers within the product so that you can actually take in a very small capsule quite a bit of the L-selectin blockers containing sources from all three naturally occurring product, naturally occurring plants. And so you can now today get a regular supply in capsular form, in the small capsules. I take three of them a day. Some people take six and so on. You could use these things to generate more stem cells or enhance the release of stem cells from the bone marrow, increase the level of stem cells in your circulation. Now, stem cells concentrations vary. They go up and down. Even in a typical day, they oscillate up and down. And as you age, they tend to decline. So you have much to gain in enhancing or increasing the concentration of the stem cells in the circulation. And with that comes, of course, all the benefits that all the stem cells do. In fact, I have a very simple way of saying that, which is that, you know, if you look after your stem cells will look after you. You don't have to worry about what they do, because what they do very well and do it all the time.
They're probably doing a lot more than we even know to date, because we still are learning so much about the human body and how phenomenal is the ability to heal and repair, providing you respect it and encourage it and don't do things to interfere with it.
Exactly.
Right now we know that human diseases are currently being treated with stem cells, like leukemia, skin grafting from severe burns.
That's all stem cell medicine. That's mm-hmm. the medical aspect of it. And for your listeners today, that's really not my focus today. I don't want to get into the you know, looking after, you know, Logerich's disease and Alzheimer's and that sort of stuff. That's stem cell medicine. And there's a lot of research going on. For example, let me give you one typical example. Today we now know that a lot of heart attack victims, for example, damage the heart muscle, the cardiac muscle, and we have now found ways whereby we can inject the muscle directly with stem cells and literally have those stem cells form new muscle cells, and you could literally do a cardiac echo and actually watch the new steps, cardiac cells beating in the human heart. So some places have now introduced stem cell therapy as an immediate reaction or therapeutic intervention following heart attack. I could give you many, many other medical examples, but those are medical interventions. What we're talking about here is nutrition, where nutrition precedes medicine. Just like food preceded drugs, nutrition preceded medicine, so stem cell nutrition precedes stem cell medicine. And that's really the focus.
Wonderful. I want to open the phone lines in case anybody has a question out there. The number here, if you'd like to join the conversation, is 1-800-313-9443. Again, it's 313-9443. My guest is Dr. Alan Summersall. And he has 10 wellness books in the past. His current one, The Amazing Power of Stem Cell Nutrition. You can find that book at stemcellnutrition.com. So, okay, let's talk a little bit more about this particular product you refer to as HFA, a form of blue algae.
Yes, blue-green algae. And it's interesting, you know, for us to recognize that it seems as almost every need in the human body corresponds to a supply or source in nature, almost everything. Think of anything you could think the body needs, somewhere in nature you can find it. And that's why we actually eat. We eat because we found naturally occurring things in many different forms, all the various types of foods, and we eat these foods because our body needs these very natural things that occur in nature. As we have come to realize our stem cells have a need, we found in nature, by default, but by good research, a source of stem cell enhancers, which enhance the release of the stem cells from the bone marrow. That's an amazing thing.
Yes, it is, and we'll be back after a short break.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Phone lines for those of you who might want to get involved in our conversation. The number is 800-313-9443. And perhaps you have a question or a comment that you would like to make. In fact, it looks like we have Troy Finn from Indiana joining us today. Troy, welcome to Healing Our World. Did you have a question?
Thank you, Mary, for taking my call. I had a question about the mineral boron. I've been doing some study on it. I heard it has something to do with the bones as well. I was wondering, does boron, the mineral boron, do anything to pull out healthy stem cells?
No. No, boron is not involved in this at all. L-selectin is the specific adhesive, and only things that block L-selectin enhance that particular stem cell release. And we only know of a few naturally occurring. They tend to be proteins, actually, that actually interact with the L-selectin, block it, and in that way release the stem cells. Boron is not involved at all, no.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Yes, I'm glad that you're joining us. Also, I would like to say that, you know, we know the role of minerals. They are absolutely incredible and very, very important part of being healthy. And so, you know,
Oh, trace minerals are so important in the body. I mean, boron, manganese, magnesium, so on. But in particular, with respect to stem cells, I know of no interaction at all that has been demonstrated by research.
Okay, wonderful.
But there's many other things that these trace minerals do. In fact, I'm a strong believer, in fact, of eating very good, natural, raw, whole foods for that very reason, that we get coming through good quality foods, a good supply of trace minerals that our body needs. And that's the same point I was making earlier, that everything the body needs corresponds to something that we can find in nature that seems to meet that need.
Wonderful. It just means we have to keep searching all the time for more.
That's exactly right.
Answers, because there's so much we're learning about even how our body uses things like minerals. And, you know, blue-green algae has been around for a while, and I've heard the benefits for many, many years, the benefits of blue-green algae. Do you, again, can you talk a little bit about the one that you recommend specifically?
Well, I recommend this one only because this is the only one that I know that has been demonstrated by research, you know, and published, that to show that it actually contains L-selectin blockers, therefore enhancing their stem cell release. I mean, algae, of course, comes in many different varieties, and all algae is not the same algae, and they don't all contain the same ingredients. So we know specifically that the AFA, in fact, the AFA that comes from the northwest United States, as I mentioned, comes from a specific source that seems to be environmentally ideal for growing this algae and for growing it with all the unique properties that it has been shown to have. So that's a special product, and it's certainly not related to algae in general.
Okay, again, the website is stemcellnutrition.com, and right now I'm looking at the website. He does have a blog. He also has a page for research where you can also contact him as well. I encourage you, if you want to learn more about this algae or even get the book, go to stemcellnutrition.com, and you can order it right from there. And you can also get the science behind this wonderful blue-green algae that he is referring to.
And that's why I wrote the book, Mary, because the book actually, in a sense, brings to the fore, you know, the summary of all the research that has been done in this area. This is something that has been well-researched. I mean, my book contains over 450 original references, you know, in the index that actually show the sources of all this information. This is not something that one is just sort of conjecturing about or speculating about. It is clearly good scientific research that has been done, published, and patented, and proven in that sense.
Now, is stem cell still a pretty controversial subject? I do see that people are still confused about stem cell research.
Well, the controversy arose because of the source of the stem cells. Originally, we got stem cells from embryos, and these were embryos that, of course, introduced the right to life and freedom of choice debate related to abortion. And now, today, we don't need any of that stuff. We don't need to use embryos as such at all, because we can now use through new technology and new research. In fact, the Nobel Prize was awarded last year for this very thing, that we can take any cells of the body and literally program them to make stem cells. So we can actually go backwards. In other words, take cells from your skin, for example, turn on some genes or turn off some genes, and by manipulation, cause those skin cells to become stem cells. And we could then use those stem cells just as if they were original stem cells. So we don't need embryos or embryonic stem cells as a source. We now use adult stem cells, or what we call induced progenitor stem cells. But basically, we are away from the abortion debate now. We're now talking about stem cells and all the power and value and the important future that we have with stem cells. But I'm emphasizing the importance today for everybody, because everybody has stem cells, everybody uses their stem cells, they use their stem cells every day, the stem cells work, and they work every time. So we look after our stem cells, and our stem cells will look after us.
And I think it's important we differentiate, too, because I think, you know, years ago I heard about stem cells and, you know, related to aborted tissue. And of course, you know, parents are told that they can save cord blood from their children now in a blood bank, so that later on if their children get sick, they can get the stem cells from the cord blood.
Yes. Again, some people choose to do that, but that's not necessary today, because we have a very good source of stem cells today. First, of course, everybody has their own stem cells, which we could utilize. And secondly, we can actually take stem cells from many different tissues and cause them, by manipulation, to literally make stem cells. So a source of stem cells is not the issue. It's really a way of gaining control. And by the way, it's very important. I'm glad you brought this up. Another point of controversy is that stem cells differentiate. In other words, they can become many different types of tissues, and they can multiply like crazy. which means they pose always two big problems. One, the problem of rejection in the body. If you introduce foreign stem cells into a human body, the problem of rejection. And the second problem, of course, is that you could sometimes, if under poor control, cause cancer. So that's another issue. So those two limit, in a sense, the widespread application of a lot of stem cell medicine today. The issue of rejection and the issue of cancer formation, so or potential cancer formation. So there are a lot of issues still being done in research. But here's the good thing. We all have stem cells. Our own stem cells we don't reject, and our own stem cells are not giving rise to the cancers in the normal course of activity. It's really the foreign intervention, and that's it. When we try to intervene therapeutically and manipulate, that's where things get out of control.
Again,
nature beating medicine.
Absolutely. Your quote is, stem cells are amazing little powerhouses that are hard at work every day in our bodies. And, you know, you say the human body is a masterpiece of creation, and
indeed
150 million cells in our bone marrow epitomize just how ingeniously we're put together. And that is the beauty of our body. And I think when people get it, when they really grasp the fact that the body wants to do what is right, it wants to heal, and we have to do our part to respect it, to nurture it, to feed it properly, and encourage it, then we will be the healthiest person we could possibly be.
And I was going to add, and to do this early, before the onset of major illness and trauma and tragedy. But let's do it early. Let's do it in a preventive sense. Let's try to maintain health, maintain the best possible state of wellness, and maintain our life and vim and vigor and youthfulness as long as we can.
And I think, again, a lot of people at this day and age are focusing on anti-aging. None of us want to be stuck in a nursing home on 15 different medications and drugs like so many of our senior citizens are right now. And my feelings are if you don't want what they have, you're going to have to do something different. And that's what this program is all about. Well, Doctor, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I pray that you have a wonderful Saturday. My guest has been Dr. Alan Summersall. He's a PhD.
Thank you so much, Mary. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. God bless you. And thank you so much
for
what you're doing out there. I'm going to look for some of this blue-green algae myself. In fact, I think I'm going to
go to stemcellnutrition.com. You'll get it all. Stemcellnutrition.com. I'll tell you everything.
Thank you so much for joining me. And
thank you so much.
Have a blessed week. And just so you know, folks, I have another wonderful program set up next week. We're going to talk about technical relationships. Many people have moved into the area of finding somebody in the technical world out there. Well, that can bring a lot of problems, and yet it can be very good for some people. Technical dating is what it's called. So next week we're going to be talking with Dr. Peter Andrews Sacco, and we're going to just be discussing this whole concept of technical dating. You know, things are being done differently than they were years ago. And a lot of people are doing it. But there are some things to be concerned about and some things we need to watch out for. So join me next week as we talk about this technical dating situation we have. And I wish you all a wonderful, healthy week. God bless you. And I look forward to meeting with you again next week.